Good morning. An Arctic front, accompanied by light snow and snow showers, is gradually making its way through the St. Lawrence Valley and into northern New York and New England. In these locations, temperatures have already dropped back into the teens. Most everyone else is starting in the mid-20s to mid-30s this morning out ahead of the front with mostly cloudy skies. As the front eases to the south and east during the course of the morning, we'll pick up some light snow across the I-90 corridor and eventually down into the Catskills and most of southern New England, a few flurries and snow showers by the end of the day today. The temperatures, though, will be the big story as readings across the greater I-90 area and point south will climb about 5 or 10 degrees into the mid to upper 30s before falling as that Arctic air spills in. North of I-90 will have a shorter period in the 30s before temperatures start to drop, and most places in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains will be all the way down into the lower to mid-teens by the end of the day today. The wind will pick up out of the north behind the front and create wind chill factors close to zero by mid to late afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures will continue to plummet. Most places across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains will drop to 0 to 15 below by tomorrow morning. The I-90 corridor will be near 0 to 5 above, and southern New York and New England will stay in the upper single digits and lower teens for overnight lows, just a few scattered flurries and snow showers. High pressure will build in from the north tomorrow and keep it dry across most of the region. A wave of low pressure across the mid-Atlantic region well south of Long Island will bring clouds and perhaps a few snow showers or even a general light snow from the Catskills across to the Taconics and southern Berkshires, and southern New England could see a couple of inches of snow by the end of the day tomorrow. The main story, though, will continue to be the Arctic air, as most places tomorrow will only get up into the lower to middle teens, with areas in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains staying only slightly above zero. Mostly sunny, still frigid on Wednesday near 10 above, and only in the lower teens again on Thursday. A weak disturbance will produce a few snow showers on Thursday afternoon, then back to sunshine and cold air on Friday with highs staying in the teens. Another series of disturbances coming through over the weekend with shots of light snow for Saturday and Sunday as temperatures ease up into the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, wind chill warnings and advisories are out for most of the upper Midwest and eastern Dakotas. The combination of low temperatures and gusty northwest winds will create wind chill values between 25 and 40 below zero. And a winter storm watch is in effect for the central Appalachians down to the mid-Atlantic coast tonight and tomorrow. A fast-moving but potent weather system will bring periods of snow to this region late tonight into Tuesday evening. There is the possibility of 5 inches or more accumulation from Philadelphia to Baltimore and Washington, D.C. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 7 degrees with a west wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with light snow and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 22. 64% relative humidity, a south wind at 9, and the barometer at 29.54 inches, and it is currently falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Burbank and Lake Forest, both in California, to a low of 16 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 40s. And in Buffalo, 1 to 3 inches of snow with highs in the lower 30s early, then temperatures falling to the teens by the end of the day. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 22. The average temperature, 28, that's 6 degrees above normal. 3/10 of an inch of snow yesterday, for the month now 12.7 inches, which is 1.7 inches above normal, and 34.8 inches for the season, which is 7.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 53, set in both 2006 and 1986, and the record low, 22 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:53 p.m. 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow showers today. Early temperatures in the teens near the Canadian border to lower 30s near Glens Falls. Temperatures fall to near zero by the end of the day and into the teens near Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and very cold tonight, 0 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, also for the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, the Litchfield Hills as well, mostly cloudy, with light snow showers possible today in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows 5 to 15 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow showers today, with early temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s falling to the teens by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers 0 to 5 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with snow showers today, early temperatures in the lower to mid-30s falling into the 20s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers 0 to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, chance of light snow in the southern part of the region, a mix of sun and clouds to the north, breezy and cold everywhere in the lower to mid-teens. Mostly sunny, 10 above Wednesday. In the lower teens Thursday with snow showers. Mostly sunny in the upper teens on Friday and 20s over the weekend with the chance of light snow both days. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.